We provide after-school programming. Across the state, we're in 9 schools, and we have actually partnered with Children's Hunger Alliance for over 6 years in our schools. The kids that we serve are high needs, and most of them get their meals from the school. So they go to school in the morning and arrive a little bit early so that they can get the breakfast that's provided through the free and reduced lunch program, and then they receive their lunch at school as well. So for us, having that partnership with Children's Hunger Alliance provides that third meal for the day that we know if our kids don't get it through our after-school program and through Children's Hunger Alliance, most of them are not going to eat in the evenings. And a lot of that we found out, unfortunately, the hard way. Before we had the partnership with Children's Hunger Alliance, we were purchasing snacks for the kids for the after-school time. That presented a couple of problems. One, the cost, which just ate half of our budget. To make sure that we were providing the kids something that was a little substantial. It was not a warm meal, but it was the best that we could do to give them something to eat after school because they had not eaten for several hours, you know, once lunch was over. But the other piece was that it still was not enough nourishment for our kids for the rest of the day. So if you think about, you know, our after school program ends sometime between 5:30 and 6:30, so if they've had this snack from us at some point from, you know, 2:30 or 3:30 to 5:30 or 6:30, and then they're not going to eat again until they go back to school the next day, you're looking at 12 or more hours of these kids not eating and really not having anything substantial in their bellies. I am a former educator, and I understand that the challenges that the kids that we serve face, a lot of those stem from some of the challenges that they have outside of the school day. But we have our kids come to school, and we're looking for them to perform. We want them to learn and to pay attention and to be able to focus, and we're expecting them to excel, and then we see that their test scores are not where we would like to see them. And we look at different factors that may affect that, whether it's, you know, what's happening in the school by the educators, the administration. The reality is a lot of it is just that our kids have empty bellies and they're hungry. And so if they don't have a full belly and their stomach is growling, how can we expect them to focus on what's happening in the school and during the after school time? So for us, the partnership with Children's Hunger Alliance has, I mean, it's a huge piece of what we offer. Our families love it. They know that their kids are going to get a warm dinner every day that they're in programming with us. The kids look forward to it. The meals are great. It's not like some, you know, preserved cardboard meal that none of us would really want to eat. They're great meals. And our kids, you know, really enjoy that time of our program. And it allows us to fill their bellies so that they can focus on the other opportunities that we're bringing to them during our program. So we offer health and fitness, and we offer enrichment, you know, classes for our kids, some academic support, and they're engaged. We have found that with the meals, since that started, the kids are far more engaged in what we're offering them. They're far more engaged in the program, and the families are as well. So they really look forward to our program starting each year, and you know, we've found that the consistency of the kids that come to our program has increased, you know, year after year as well. And I attribute a huge portion of that to being able to provide them with the warm meal every day that we have our program. We have sites across the state. So the other piece with our partnership with Children's Hunger Alliance is that it's not just here in Columbus. We started in Columbus. But we were able to expand it to our programs that we have in Toledo and then also into Cleveland. And again, for the kids, the families, and the school districts that we serve, that we work with, knowing that the kids are going to have that nourishment every day is a big selling point for us.